Hello and welcome to episode 67 of the Empowerment Coach podcast. It is the 12th of September today, Thursday. I always try and record this on a Thursday. Well, I always do record on a Thursday, or I try and record them beforehand so that they're always going out on a Thursday. But we are a little bit later than normal. It is the back of four, so normally I'm in the morning, get it done. But yes, it's a little bit later than normal. So what's been going on this week? I feel as though the weeks are just flying by. It's crazy. So we have had some birthday celebrations, a first birthday. One of my dancing girls, or former dancing girls, but I'll always call her my dance girl. It was her wee one's birthday and christening. I still can't quite believe that there's another generation when I've literally watched the mothers grow up. What else have we done? I had my 10K on Sunday, which was exciting. First ever 10K, first ever running event that I've ever done, like one and only event that I've ever done. Lots of nerves, lots of kind of a, it was very different because whenever I've been doing like my practice runs or my training runs, I'm always by myself. So it was quite strange being around other people. And it did not come without my little injury rearing its ugly head towards the end, but we got there, we got to the end, and that is all that absolutely matters. And of course, we've had training and being mum, and with me and my one of my best friends is lot have launched an in-person seminar that we are doing on the 10th of October, which is super exciting. She is very strategy orientated, goal orientated, and I'm obviously like limit beliefs and generational conditioning and the power of the mind and all that sort of stuff. So it'll be really incredible to bring our two spaces together and our two heads together to create this amazing workshop for women all over really. And I was really, really what's the word I'm looking for? Delighted, it's not the word, but we'll say delighted to be asked to guest appear on another cheerleading, she's like a cheerleading business, dance business, cheerleading coaching program. So I was really delighted to be asked on her community and deliver a call about again limiting beliefs and all that jazz. I must stick around, literally spoke ridiculously fast. I know a lot of the people in that are English, so let's hope they understood me. But yeah, another busy week, lots going on, and a lot of the social media content that I've been posting this week has been about healing. And I suppose this comes off slightly off the back of the healing from my race, but also it's just healing in general. I've had quite a lot of kind of aha moments, if you like, in the last wee while about the importance of you healing yourself mentally and emotionally before you then get into relationships, or before you or just for yourself and for your offspring, for the relationships that you do already have. And I was actually just before I came onto this podcast to record this just today, I was listening to I suppose it would be a podcast. But it was on Facebook, and it was about attachment styles, and it was super, super interesting. So it's definitely something I'm going to kind of jump into a wee bit more into that rabbit hole and kind of delve into and to understand a bit more. Because I do think I was speaking to somebody this week, and it was about like, oh, I've done all my healing and sort of thing. And I said, oh, there's never an end to healing. And that I think that's the difference with a lot of people, as they think like they've reached the finish line or they've reached the end line, and actually it's when you realize that there's never an end line that the real growth is at, because sometimes your ego can get a wee bit in the way and be like, right, check that box, done that bit, but recognizing that actually growth is never ending. Growth and healing is like there's always something to uncover, there's always something else to learn, there's always something else to like delve into or unpack. And I actually shared a little snippet of the podcast that I recorded with my coach Christian a few weeks ago, and it was about like being triggered and being triggered by other people's success or other people's lives or other people's highlight reels that you see on social media, and he had asked me, what would you say to somebody if they were feeling a bit triggered? And my response to that was like, that's on you. Like, if you're triggered by something, that is highlighting some sort of deeper inner kind of turmoil or insecurity or healing that's needing done. It's shining a light into you, and that you actually need to maybe do a wee bit more work. Because once upon a time, I remember being in the community that I'm in, I was super triggered because people were strong and they were doing all these incredible feats, and they were all like, and then you would maybe find yourself doing something just because, like, not for a real, true, authentic reason, because, like, I actually, in my soul, or I necessarily wanted to do something. It was more like, oh, I need to do something because other people are doing something. So it was more like that whole thing where I was doing something for the sake of other people. And I now recognize that, like, actually now I'm inspired by people who other people who are showing up and who are getting things done and who are doing incredible things. Because actually, if you're jealous of something, or if you're triggered by something, that is highlighting, like, if you're triggered by something, it's highlighting like a jealousy. It's like you're wanting maybe something, a piece of what they've got, and it's a bit of like you feel like you're not good enough maybe, or that you've not got the skills, or that you've not, like, it's something that's like an emptiness that's within yourself. And recognizing that is absolutely game changing with regards to your growth, because you can stay in that space of being triggered and being jealous and being insecure and being whatever and pointing fingers and blaming games and whatever and saying that, and that whole I could never blah blah blah. Or you can turn it around and you can use it as fire and as ammunition to actually make you be inspired and want more from yourself and really think about, right, how can I get to that point, or how can I recognize things that's within me that maybe need to change, or maybe need to shift, or maybe need to be unpicked or unpacked. And it's really incredible when you can actually sit with these moments and be like, why am I feeling triggered? What is it about that? What is it about that scenario? Or what is it about that person? Or what is it about that thing that they've got that or they're doing? Or what is it? And the minute you can actually start questioning yourself and questioning why you are this feeling this way, and recognizing the emotions and sitting with it and accepting it, and not shying it away from it, not suppressing it, actually sit with it and be like, right, stop. Excuse me, take a moment and question it. Why am I feeling this way? What is it that's coming up? Can I look at ways to enhance or tweak or change, or instead of reacting to them, take the time to do that inner work and to heal? Because the growth really, really does start when you start going what's beneath the surface. When I signed up to my coach, it was very much from a superficial. I had got so far on my own. Excuse me while I take a drink of water. A bit of wee tickly cough. I had worked for a couple of years on my own, just learning, delving into things. And when I signed up to my coach, it was very much from a superficial point of view. It was from I want my body to look a certain way. And as I've done the work with him, I've now been with him for, oh, coming on 3 years actually. And now there's two of them, there's a Christian and Ailey, which is amazing. But it was very much, it's now very much from a how can I be better as a human being? How can I physically be better in my physique, as in from an inside out perspective? How can I mentally be better? How can I look at things in a different way? How can I switch my perspective on things? Am I getting triggered by something? Right, okay, well, what is it? What is it that's triggering me? And I don't always get it right. And it's really, really important to say that. Like, I don't always get it right. I've been in a scenario quite recently, but I'm like, now, like, off the back of it, I can like reflect on it and be like, oh, actually I need to take personal accountability for X, Y, and Z. And maybe in the moment and at the time you can't really see it, and hindsight's a wonderful thing. But now I'm like, right, okay, so wait, like, I need to learn from that. I need to think about, right, how can I How can I take what I've learned and then transform it to be to be better, for me to be better, for me to be a better person, for me to be a better communicator, for me to be more, maybe more vulnerable, for me to be maybe more open to different scenarios and different things. So taking all these moments in your life and really questioning it and really asking what is the lesson in this? And when it comes to healing, really, really think about what can I do? What can I do to heal myself? Because if you do not heal yourself, you will bleed on the people that didn't cut you. And that's a total quote that I've totally stole, but it's so, so true. And it's not even just about other people, it's more so about yourself. If you do not heal yourself, you will repeat patterns, you'll repeat cycles, you'll repeat this never-ending process of being feeling and being triggered and all these different things. And healing doesn't mean the damage didn't exist. Like, I've put a post up today about trauma and about how, like, it wasn't your fault, but it is your responsibility as an adult. It's your responsibility to heal. And only you can heal yourself. You can't rely on other people to heal you. And healing doesn't mean that the damage and the trauma didn't exist. It just means that it's no longer going to control your life. And that is where we want to get to. We want to get a piece to a place, peace, a place, sorry, of peace and of understanding and of grace, to be like, I know what has happened to me in my past, and recognizing patterns and recognizing all these different things, but you are well within the control to change your life for the better moving forward. But that takes that deep healing, that takes that looking really, really going for the root and healing yourself. And it is a journey and a half, and I'm still on it. I am absolutely on it with you. But it's a beautiful, beautiful journey. It's a beautiful place to be in a place where you know there's more, and to be reaching for that more, and to be digging for that more, and to be uncovering like your authentic self. And what is more beautiful than becoming and coming back to your authentic self? Like, literally nothing. So I hope that served you today, a little bit about healing. And I hope this healing journey, I hope you're on a healing journey. And if you're not, then my advice would be absolutely go balls to the wall, go do it, because you will never ever look back. And I don't know anybody who's been on a healing journey and hasn't and has regretted it. Like, I don't know anybody who's been on a healing journey and wishes they hadn't. So do the work is what my message is today, and you'll reap the rewards on the other side. And you'll also have moments where, because when your awareness is so heightened, you'll recognize things in other people that you wouldn't have recognized before. You'll recognize, I don't want to use the term red flags, but you'll recognize things that just don't sit with you, and you'll listen to your intuition, and you'll trust your intuition, which is really, really important. And it's a really strong and empowering place to be. So I hope that served you well. I have been Donna Martin, and I am the Empowerment Coach. And if you have any questions or you want to connect with me, then please do so on any of my social media platforms. I've had some beautiful messages recently about healing, actually, and the journey is yours. And then somebody asked me, actually, how do I start my healing journey? Like, there's so many avenues you can go down, but just start. But if that means meditating, if that means journaling, if that means reaching out to a coach, if that means going to therapy, if that means going to some spiritual, like, different things. Everybody is different in what works for them. And but yeah, if I can help anybody, please do reach out, and I will do my absolute best. And if anybody wants to come to our seminar on the 10th of October, it's in Sloan's in Glasgow. Again, please do get in touch. There is limited tickets. It is lunch as well. Lunch is included, and snacks are included, and tea and coffee, you're getting spoiled. So please do come along if it's something you'd be interested in. Get in touch and I will send you the little link. Have a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous Thursday, and I'll speak to you next week.